For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. Yes, a son is given. Unto you has the Lord seen fit to fulfill all of his promises to give you a Savior. He has given his own son so that you may live. Oh, this night of nights, the Lord bequeathed not only to some lowly and lowly shepherds, but he gave to you the sign of a precious little baby. But to you and me, he is our Emmanuel. This night of wonders and beauty and bright, when shepherds tending their flocks, they had become the very first disciples of Jesus. They were sent far and wide to share the good news that our Redeemer has come into this world. Sent by God out of his great love for you, and this, the one and in the same message declared unto you this very night, this Jesus, the Son of the living God, has been given by God unto all of mankind. It's true. It is a gift we are not worthy to behold. And yet God, oh so lovingly, smiles upon the young and the old, the healthy and the infirm, the poor and the rich, the leaders and the laity. And then in his eyes, God adores the abundant multitude celebrating this night for Jesus Christ our Lord, this Son of God now given for the life of the world. Oh, our hallelujahs ring. Oh, how we sing. Oh, how we praise him. We praise him for all of his immense and glorious gifts that he brings to us, us poor, miserable sinners. And just like a giddy little child under the Christmas tree tomorrow morn, we love those precious gifts from above, especially Jesus' own body and blood. And then so we gather, don't we? We gather to praise him, the giver of every perfect gift, and the creator of our very life. We gather here in God's holy house to hear his word, to receive the blessed sacrament, and we gather to jointly praise him for everything that he's done for us. Aren't we just a little bit like King Ahaz in the book of Isaiah? Ahaz had a problem, and he was confounded by this whole faith thing going on, and he didn't know whether or not he should go into battle. So he calls on Isaiah to come and help him sort it all out. The prophet Isaiah was officially sent by God to Ahaz, and he was sent to challenge him, like he challenges us from time to time. And he said to Ahaz to ask God for a sign. And that request he could ask could be as deep as the pits of hell or as high as the heavens above. A sign confirming God's will for the king and all of his people. But this King Ahaz, he refused to ask anything of the Lord, saying he would not put the Lord to the test. But God told him to ask for a sign that the Lord is in control of all of his creation. And still, oh, Ahaz, he couldn't bear to ask. But then so are we like that too. You and I, we're afraid to put God to the test. We don't want to go to God and make any demands. Whether they be great or small, you don't go to God and say, do this. And many of you probably still have a question on your mind: what is God's will for you in this life? And you are too scared to ask the Lord for a sign to show you. Me and you, well, we're too hung up on the law, you see. We're convinced that we've got to do what we must do, and we want to do it the way we think it ought to be done. The gospel is ever present, though. But we put it behind some curtain, or maybe even a wall that we ourselves have built up. We keep the gospel right back. It's over there, but I'm okay. I'm fine. Don't worry about it. And that wall that's up there keeping us away from the gospel, that's a work that we've done. That's not something God has done for us. God wants you to know about his righteousness and his graciousness. God desires your prayers and your requests be made known to him. God wants you and I to know all about him and his grace, mercy, and his peace. For he did send a sign, a little baby, as a sign of God's sweet covenant with you. Because you are his dear children. At the time of our Lord's birth, God chose some wandering shepherds to herald the good news of the Messiah's coming into the world in the flesh, real, human, and as a tender little baby. The Lord asked the very same thing of each and every one of you, too, to go out and make disciples of all nations. For you have received from him the glory that's due his children. That's a good thing. God asks the very same of his ministers, too. He calls upon pastors and lay leaders of his church to share with you all the great love that he has for you. And still, our Heavenly Father would ask you to lean on him all the more. But you won't. Almighty God wants to be first and foremost in your life. But you won't let him. The one true God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he wants you to call upon him in every prayer, praise, and giving thanks. And oftentimes, he's the last thing on your mind. And then the Lord would ask you to repent. Cast all your sorrows and sins upon him, and he will forgive you of everything. But we still can't drop that self-pride that we have. We can't give up all that we've accomplished. And we simply will not believe God can cure all of our ills, all of our sorrows, and rescue us from sin, death, and the devil. He can relieve our depression, our anxieties, and he can make all things right. But we don't call on him as we should. A sign has been sent from God. You who have walked in darkness have indeed seen a great light. A light which can only come from the glory of God. You have multiplied the nation. You've increased its joy. Every worry we have has become the yoke of Christ's burden. And this sign from God is no longer a prediction. Okay? It's a reality. In fact, it's historically, physically, emotionally, in reverence, and in true peace. He's come! And this surpasses all human understanding. This little babe of Bethlehem. Jesus. He has come into our world and he's brought you out of the land of turmoil and temptation. Christ has come now to save all of God's people. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. And now, as we have right here this evening in confession, we've renounced ungodliness and worldly possessions. We've confessed all our sins and we've heard the Lord's absolution. We will come shortly before the altar of the Lord to partake of Christ's bountiful gifts. We gather to no longer wonder, but believe that God is always with us. And we gather to treasure up all these things in our hearts, just like Mary did in hers. And then we give glory and praise to God for all that we have seen and heard, as it has been told to us this day, this night, and every day. We've heard that a son is given, a revelation given for your faith and for the certainty of your salvation forever and ever. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus. Amen.